Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
Video games would not exist without the heart of the program, the programmer.
Are you ready?
Today we have another lucky interview here at Thumbstick Nation. I'll go ahead and let my guest introduce himself to you.
My name is Mike Dorgan. I'm a senior software engineer currently at Nintendo of America. But primarily have been a handheld game developer for the majority of my career, which has spanned about 17, 18 years now. I think my first game was way back in 96.
What does a senior software engineer actually do?
The term senior actually at this point is more of just a seniority thing, although my job would be to, it depends on the game I'm working on. For some games, it just means that I'm in a position where I'm overseeing three or four projects at the same time, kind of working on a specific engine piece in one side and maybe just advising two other projects at the same time. But the senior position means that people are coming to me for a lot of advice because I've been doing this for well, and I quite often have seen a particular issue or a particular bug before in the past and can give good insight onto what's going on and how to look into it.
How did you get in the game industry and what motivated you to go there?
Actually, when I was 8 or 9, my parents bought me an old-time computer. It's a Commodore 64 computer, and it was because of that, I actually taught myself how to program in the basic language on that thing just because it was a thing to do and it was just so fun and it clicked naturally for me. From that experience of teaching myself how to program in BASIC, it was just one of those things where I was like, you know what, I want to do this as a career because I'm good at it and it's something that's fun to do. I went to college. I was going to be actually I was going to be an engineer of some sort, so I was taking some engineering classes at a college, at a two-year college, at a community college. I wasn't enjoying the company of the engineers so much as I was the people at the computer lab, so it's coming back to that calling where it's just computer games and computer programming just seemed to be the natural fit for me, so I kind of switched my focus over to taking all the programming classes I could get at the college. And just about the time I was finishing up my two-year degree there, I managed to get a job at a bank fixing computers as a technician. It was good money. It was better than flipping burgers for certain, but it still wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to be programming, so I applied at Real-Time Associates North as a programmer. Fun story here is I got a rejection letter within 2 days, and I was completely bummed. And then about a day and a half later, I got a second rejection letter from the same submittal, which was like, why are you rubbing it in my face? Then that weekend, the next day, the manager of the entire division gave me a call on Saturday and said, actually, we'd like you to come in and interview for what's known as a production assistant role, which is basically a gopher, go do whatever you want, we want you to do type thing, be a tester, be a data entry person, or whatever. And I said, yes, it's in the game industry, I'll go for it. And that's how I got in the industry, as a production assistant slash tester type person. Through 2 or 3 months in, they found out I also knew how to code, and when one of the coders on a project left, I stepped into his role, and I've been programming ever since.
I recently interviewed someone who used to be a game tester. His opinion of going into the industry as a game tester really wasn't high. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my opinion on being a game tester is probably not the best way to get in as perhaps a game developer, but I know that from my personal experience talking to others, it's actually been a good way to get into a position where you're more on the design side or perhaps as a producer type position. The best way to get in on the programming side is to actually get a degree and go through the full interview process and network. It's always a good idea to get to know the people in the industry however you can and get around those HR filters that tend to be there and just get your name in front of people.
My audience is predominantly college students. What would you say to them in regards to getting into the gaming industry?
Probably the easiest way to get in the industry at this point is to get a four-year degree from a university or perhaps DigiPen. DigiPen has actually become recently a very viable alternative to the standard university for getting a degree. I know that any number of companies are actually hiring DigiPen graduates right out of the university, and they're interviewing them beforehand. My standard advice until just a year ago was to get a four-year bachelor's degree somewhere, and the reason being is if you don't make it into the industry, the game industry, with a four-year computer science degree, a Microsoft or a Google or somebody else will, or Amazon, take your pick. We have a lot of large tech companies in the area, and they would be glad to pick up somebody who has put the time, dedication, and effort into getting a four-year degree on the programming side.
In the gaming industry, Nintendo's one of the biggest names. I'm sure all my listeners are very interested in knowing what's it like to be at Nintendo.
That I absolutely love working there, and I don't have any plans on changing to another company now that I'm there. Because just because they treat their employees so well. I'm going to say just the overall benefits and the environment for working there are absolutely amazing compared to anything else I've had to work on. If you can get a job at Nintendo, you should get a job at Nintendo.
Thank you, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure interviewing you.
You're very welcome.
I'm Bart, and this has been another Thumbstick Nation interview.